The spokesman for the Comoros government, Education Minister Abdurrahim Said Bakar, says Comoran troops backed by African Union forces from Tanzania and Sudan landed before dawn on the rebel island.
The troops have moved in early this morning in the island of Anjouan, and they have already taken possession of the three major cities.
He said the army is in control of the island's capital, Mutsamudi, its port, as well as the towns of Wani and Domoni. The spokesman said coalition forces encountered some resistance near the residence of rebel leader Colonel Mohamed Bakar in Barakani. There were no reports on casualties. Comoran President Ahmed Abdallah Sambi announced the operation Monday on national radio.
J'ai ainsi ordonné le débarquement pour la libération de l'île comorienne d'Anjouan.
The president said he had ordered the incursion in order to liberate Anjouan from what he called the rebellion led by Mohamed Bakar. He praised the Comoran soldiers and thanked the African Union and the countries that supported the operation. Mohamed Bakar was elected president of Anjouan 7 years ago under a union constitution that granted considerable autonomy and a separate president to each of the three islands in the archipelago. He was re-elected last year in elections that he organized but which were not recognized internationally. The French-trained former policeman said he wanted more autonomy for Anjouan and in recent days offered to hold new elections. But after months of negotiations, the African Union called the offer another delaying tactic and said it backed a military solution for the island. The African Union sent about 1,400 troops from Tanzania and Sudan with logistical support from Libya, France, and the United States. Spokesman Said Bakar outlined the Comoran government's priorities for Anjouan once the situation has been stabilized.
The first step is to establish a transitional government whose mission will be to organize the elections in 3 months later.
He says another priority will be to disarm Mohamed Bakar's militias and find their leader. The government says if the renegade colonel is captured, it will put him on trial for insubordination, corruption, and human rights abuses. During its 32 years of independence, Comoros has experienced several attempted secessions and more than a dozen coups or attempted coups, some of them led by foreign mercenaries. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.